السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, there is an incident during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of two Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who had accepted Islam both at the same time. They were brothers, naturally living together, the a'mal would be similar, the actions would be similar. After some time, during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one brother passed away. And approximately a year later, the other brother passed away. Another of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum saw in his dream that the brother who passed away second entered Jannah first. So this piqued his curiosity. Logic would dictate that that person who passes away first should be the first to enter Jannah. So he brings the question to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I've seen in my dream that the brother who passed away second, he had entered Jannah first. Whereas it is supposed to be the other way around. That person who passed away first should supposed to be entering Jannah first. So the answer that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave was that the brother who passed away second, did he not perform 1 year extra ibadah, 1 year extra salah, 1 year extra sadaqah, 1 year extra fasting, 1 year extra Ramadan he had witnessed? So from this we understand, my dear brothers, the more a'mal a person does in his life, the closer it will bring him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and naturally it will bring him closer to Jannah and quicker entry into Jannah. And we as the ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, have one benefit. That even though we are the last of the ummats to come, last of the nations to come, we will be the first to enter Jannah. And with regards to the number of residents in Jannah, we will be the most amount of them. We will supersede the other nations by a large number. And again, the question will come about that the nations of the past, they had a longer lifespan. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam lived, his da'wat alone was for 950 years. So how long was the lifespan of the people of that time? So again, logic would dictate that we have the shortest lifespans. أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِ مَا بَيْنَ سِتِّينَ إِلَىٰ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةً كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That the average lifespan of this ummati would be what is between 60 and 70 years. So in comparison to the nations of the past, with our shorter lifespan, naturally we would be committing lesser actions, we would be doing lesser a'mal. But we will be still entering Jannah before them, and we will be larger in number as well. How is that possible? It is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly by default, that every action that this ummah does, man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. That every action by default, whether it is in the month of Ramadan, whether it is out of the month of Ramadan, that person who does one action, already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it tenfold for him. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunities like the month of Ramadan. Whereas we can gain that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gain that connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain the maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain emancipation from the fire of Jahannam in this month. That is why, to bring to our attention again, the hadith that we heard before the month of Ramadan, lest we lose our focus during this month. And bring it to our attention again, the objective of the month of Ramadan is not the month itself. But the month of Ramadan is an assistance for us to attain our ultimate goal, that is maghfirat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we come to the closure of the month of Ramadan, shaitan, despite being locked up, has instilled within us certain qualities that will cause our attention to shift from the objective of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That as the month comes towards the closure, our attention might divert from the real objective of the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to mention, كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدَّ إِهْتِمَامٍ مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. Then when it comes to doing an action, you should be more concerned about that action being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than you took the time to do that action. How much of effort you put into doing that action, more than that, you should be worried about that action being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَا تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That you do not hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the actions of those who have taqwa. This word muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, when it comes to the month of Ramadan, it plays a very important part. It plays a very pivotal role in the way that we do our actions. Jannah is promised, if you look at the various ayat in the Quran Kareem, whilst we are making our tilawat, if one takes notes, that most of the ayat of the Quran Kareem, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, those who have been promised Jannah. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. حديث القدسي, ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. This word taqwa, muttaqeen, is used in various places in the Quran Kareem, as well as it is used for fasting during the month of Ramadan as well. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That fasting has been ordained upon us so that taqwa can come into our hearts. And from the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from the actions of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from the words of the Tabi'een and the pious predecessors, we can understand that taqwa is not merely worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during one month. But when taqwa enters the person's heart, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبُصِرُونَ. The taqwa, when it enters a person's heart, then immediately that person, when shaitan takes hold of a person, when a person, shaitan causes a person to digress from his path, from his journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately he takes heed, he takes note, and he corrects himself and he makes rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be very careful during these last few days that shaitan does not cause us to slip up during this time and divert our attention to after the month of Ramadan, to reverting back to the life that we had been living before the month of Ramadan. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar and said Ameen. On the second step, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took and he said Ameen. On the third step, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took, he said Ameen. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we had heard from you something that we have not heard from you before. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an explanation that Jibreel Amin came to him at the time when he was ascending the minbar. We have heard this hadith before, but for us to remind ourselves how important, how pivotal the month of Ramadan is in the life of a believer, that this guest that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us, this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us, this ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this gift that is about to depart, these last few days that we have, we need to capitalize on it. Where Jibreel Amin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a curse, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alamin, not merciful but was an embodiment of mercy, says Amin to the curse of Jibreel Amin upon three people. And one of those three categories who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Amin to the curse upon him was that person who finds the month of Ramadan yet he fails to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, فَإِن لَمْ تُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. That during this month, if a person fails to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month, then when will he gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These last few days that we have, understand, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Our ultimate journey is not the month of Ramadan. Our ultimate journey is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not be a Ramadani or a Sha'bani, but be a Rabbani, a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the year, shift our mindset that it is only during this month that we will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after the month of Ramadan that we will revert back to the lives that we were living. Make this decision now. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they did not feel safe when shaitan got hold of them, when they made a mistake. Immediately they cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Various incidences of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, where for days, for 40 days, for 30 days, they cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive their mistake or to forgive their sin. Where do we stand with regards to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? Can we afford to have that mindset that after, once the Eid, of the moon of Eid is sighted, that I will be reverting back to that life that I'd been living before the month of Ramadan? There's a riwayat in Musnad Ahmad of Hazrat Sa'labah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent him on an errand. He was a young sahabi radiallahu anhu, approximately 16 years of age at the time. So on his way, he's walking and a breeze began to blow within Medina Munawwara. So as he's walking past a house, those days the homes did not have doors, built up doors like we have. A curtain sufficed as the front door. And the front door of one home began to blow ajar. Curiosity got the better of him and he looked inside to see what was beyond the curtain. And his gaze fell on a female who was not very well dressed. This is the meaning, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. As Sa'labah radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately becomes regretful and remorseful over his action. And he leaves Medina Munawwara. After a while, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins looking for him. They find that they cannot find Sa'labah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They make some inquiries. After approximately 40 days, they come across a group of herdsmen outside Medina Munawwara. They provided to them the description of Hazrat Sa'labah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It says, they reply that such a person has been coming to us every once in a while for some rations of food. And then he was returning to the mountains. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum go and
investigate in the direction that the herdsman pointed him out in. When they find Hazrat Sa'labah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, immediately he brings forth their concerns. He says that this is what happened, that I made a mistake. I fell into a sin. Some of us might say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Some of us might say that it was not even a sin that he had committed. But the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you will find that a small action is detrimental to your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to tell the tabi'een, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلًا كُنَّا نَعُدُّهُمْ فِي عَهْدِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ. That you, tabi'een, you all are doing actions which you all do not see, which you all regard as insignificant. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we used to regard these as those actions which would destroy a person. Likewise, we would say that looking at a person of the opposite gender, even momentarily, is not something for a person to cry and to take such drastic measures. But when a person is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when a person has the fear of akhirat in front of him, when a person understands that every action of his is going to be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, then he becomes fearful of the state of his iman. So he tells the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who found him, that I fear that I have now been counted amongst the hypocrites, amongst the munafiqeen. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal any ayat with regards to the munafiqeen and their actions? Perhaps I may be mentioned amongst these munafiqeen, these hypocrites. So when they assure him that no wahi had been revealed with regards to him, he comes back into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all say we want a good mood. The actions of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum will be an indication of how to acquire a mood worth endeavoring for, desiring and aspiring towards. Extremely weak, extremely frail, so many days without food, without proper nourishment. He comes into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He begins complaining to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I fear that I have become from amongst the munafiqeen. 40 days of tawbah, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unable to hold his body up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his head on his lap. He tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it feels as if there are ants beneath my skin or beneath my flesh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that that is now your soul leaving your body. He recites the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. On the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his soul departs. Where are we in comparison to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala? Can we afford to continue sinning? Can we afford continue living the lives that we're living? Anticipating to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, desiring a good death. Ramadans have come, Ramadans have gone. Yet we find ourselves comfortable in reverting to the lives that we had been living. These last few days, let us make this intention, let us make this decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the haram that I've been involved in, whether it is an illicit relationship, whether it is consuming of something haram, whether it is listening to something haram. Unfortunately, there are so many harams that we're involved in that we do not even consider haram. With the social media platforms that are available, we will be scrolling, looking at things which we are not supposed to be looking at. Consuming information that we are not supposed to be consuming. Make this decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove it from our lives. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala these last few days that are upon us. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi used to say that every one of the odd nights of the month of Ramadan are like planes departing to the mercy and the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get on any one of these. Let us make this intention that every night from tonight we will cry, ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are saved from the fire of Jahannam. Sometimes a person might feel that I have not turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the entire month or the entire year. How is it that now that I turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we feel shy, we feel awkward, that I haven't resorted to tawbah before, or the entire month has passed, I've wiled it away. Understand, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses His servants in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses not only those who are close to Him, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the message of hope and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not addressing those who are closer to Him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. That person whose day is in haram, that person whose night is in ghaflat, that person who has drifted away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asrafu ala anfusihim, he has transgressed against himself. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him not to do, he did. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do, he did not do. Every barrier, every haram that was set by law that was set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he broke it. He floundered every law of shari'at. That person who spent his days committing haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing him and telling him, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. There is nothing beyond the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is anticipating. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. Daily, every evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala metaphorically waits with open arms, anticipating that the servant who has broken his laws, his commandments, that turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for you to turn towards Him. And every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for that sinner of the night to turn towards Him. And this will continue in, day out, until the sun rises from the west, and tawbah will not be accepted after that. Qiyamah will begin and tawbah will not be accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy when we ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it our habit. Now during the month of Ramadan, at the time of iftar, during the nights, at the time of sehri, at the time of tahajjud, ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our dunya, our akhirat as well. As long as it is possible, ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to the topic of taqwa, once taqwa enters our hearts, when we make that decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to revert to the lives that we have been living, not to go back to the lives of haram, we find through this, not only our akhirat is made, but our dunya is taken care of as well. Now with whatever is taking place throughout the world, everyone is in pareshani. Everyone is concerned. The answer to this, my dear brothers, is to turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the level of confusion that there is, with the level of hardship that there is, we say that we are at the brink of World War III. The only thing that can save us is rujoo' ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Predictions are coming about that there's going to be a fuel shortage, there's going to be a food shortage. What the times ahead holds, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But that person who has taqwa in his heart, has the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who lives his entire life like he lives during the month of Ramadan, you will not have anything to worry about. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whatever difficulty, whatever hardship a person is going through, whether it is in a personal capacity, whether it is in a global capacity, Masjid al-Aqsa is closed for the last 3 weeks. Jumu'ah has not taken place. Since the liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa from the Crusaders, never in the history of Masjid al-Aqsa did Taraweeh Salah not take place like it is taking place now. The solution, my dear brothers, is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an effect, this is the direct repercussions of our drifting away from the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a ummah as a whole, breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These last few days, cry, ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, that what it is our actions that have brought these conditions upon us, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove these conditions. Create a ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whatever difficulty, even in your personal capacity, the global issues aside, Every one of us have some difficulties, some hardships, some halat that we are going through. The solution is rujoo towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. It is the financial difficulty that you are going through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is that the sustenance will come directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in avenues that we will never even anticipate, will not expect. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. We have only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rely upon. Ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the upcoming days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of us. And constantly make this dua. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'it. That the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enemies of Islam, are definitely making an effort to make acting upon deen difficult for us. Access to the Haramain Sharifain is becoming difficult. Access to Masjid al-Aqsa is becoming difficult. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the paths, to make deen easy for us. Have complete reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for brothers throughout the four corners of the world. And one more request, that we constantly make this dua. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna tiba'a. We are in a time of dajjal, time of fitna, time of confusion. We do not know which direction we are heading with regards to the global situation. We do not know who is involved in what. What are the intentions of the various powers that be? Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show us haqq. Show us what is truth. And give us the ability to hold on to truth, to follow the truth. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna tinaba. That falsehood must be shown to us as falsehood. Batil must be clear cut to us as batil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give us the ability to stay away from that which is batil, that is detrimental to our deen and detrimental to our iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.